A short while ago, a former Louisville police detective pled guilty for her role in the death of Breonna Taylor. In March 2020, police shot and killed Taylor while serving a no-knock search warrant on her apartment. Her death prompted outrage across the country. And earlier this month, Attorney General Merrick Garland said four of the officers involved would face federal charges.
Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville Metro Police Department officers with federal crimes related to Ms. Taylor's death. Those alleged crimes include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction offenses.
One of those officers is Kelly Goodlett, a detective accused of falsifying the search warrant used in the raid. Roberto Roldan has been covering the story for WFPL in Louisville. Roberto, hi there.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So Officer Goodlett was not at the apartment when Breonna Taylor was killed. Why has she been charged?
No, so Goodlett is facing one count of felony conspiracy, which carries a penalty of up to 5 years in prison. What the DOJ has alleged is that Goodlett and her partner, Detective Joshua Janes, knowingly put false information into the search warrant application for Breonna Taylor's home. Her and Janes wrote that Taylor's ex-boyfriend, who was the subject of the narcotics investigation, had been getting packages delivered to her home. Specifically, they said that the information had been verified with the U.S. Postal Inspector, but the DOJ says essentially that that was all a lie and that Goodlett and Janes met after Taylor's killing to concoct a cover story that they then told to federal investigators.
So the Department of Justice chose not to charge the officers who were actually on the scene. Why?
Well, so essentially all we've seen, the DOJ hasn't really talked much about what their reasoning was, how the investigation went, specifically what the investigation looked at. Really, all we know at this point is that most of the charges that came from the DOJ have been centered around the preparing of the search warrant application for Taylor's home, and then one specific officer who actually was part of the raid on Taylor's home.
So could we see other further charges?
Yeah, I mean, that's unclear. So at the moment, one thing that the DOJ is doing, it's been ongoing for over a year now, is what's called a patterns and practice investigation. So they're looking at Louisville Metro government and specifically Louisville Metro Police Department to see whether there is a pattern or practice of violating the civil rights of residents here in Louisville. And that could be anything, from stops to, the practices that they have around search warrants.
Well, since you're talking about practices, the killing of Breonna Taylor and the murder of George Floyd a couple of months after that helped to launch a national call for police reform. In Kentucky, we've seen an end to no-knock warrants. Could there be other reforms coming?
I think here in Louisville, almost certainly there will be more reforms coming. So, like I said, the DOJ has this ongoing patterns and practice investigation. And so far, what we've heard from the police chief and what we've heard from the mayor is that what's expected to come out of that is going to be what's called a consent decree. So essentially the city and the DOJ will go to a judge and will lay out a series of reforms, monitoring of those reforms being implemented, and it will be overseen likely by a federal judge.
So what about the other three officers who are facing federal charges? What's next?
Yeah, so Kyle Meany, Brett Hankison, and Joshua Janes have all pled not guilty. And at this point, what we can expect next and what's on the books is that they'll be going to trial around mid-October.
Roberto Roldan has been covering the story of Breonna Taylor's killing for WFPL in Louisville. Roberto, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.